Today is the first official day of summer.
Finally, right?
And hopefully that'll start to heat up a little bit more because I like going to the beach and stuff, and I like experiencing the bountiful harvest of our area. We're in the midst of strawberry season, and I'm here with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Nicole Bloom from Carr's Cider House in Hadley, mostly apple cider, a little early for that. So to keep busy, you guys are doing something else really fun. This is the second of four Fridays in a row, the Hadley Common Beer and Cider Garden. What are you going to be doing, and how is Carr's Cider involved in this, Nicole?
Hadley doesn't have a town center, but we do have a town commons, which is pretty wonderful.
Which was just bumping with the Asparagus Festival a couple weeks ago there, and now it's going to be bumping again tonight.
Exactly. So we have set up this beautiful post and beam pergola for the entire month, along with our co-host, Valley Malt. And we have a bar set up where we're serving. From our bar is hard cider. We're doing our wild fermented dry cider, as well as a sweeter one with local strawberries.
Nice.
Yeah, really delicious. And also a strawberry rhubarb shrub soda for people who don't drink. And then Valley Malt has a whole line of delicious local beers to pour.
So it's not just the beer and the cider. There's more to it than that too, right? There are more events going on or more music, etc.
Yeah, every week there's music. Tonight there's going to be a band called Mossy Cup. Nice, kind of lush, instrumental, farmer-run band.
Mossy Cup is a fun name.
It is a fun name.
It feels soft to walk on.
I know. I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah.
And Mi Tierra will be serving up tacos and tamales with their local corn.
Mm-mm-mm.
And Esalon has some pulled pork with like a cider based sauce. We have snow cones made with organic local fruit. That's my son. So there's a lot of cornhole.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
So I love that this is happening right at the time where, you know, the farm stands are now open. Strawberries are being picked left and right. The next set of crops are going to be coming soon. I love the Hadley Commons. I mean,
me too.
I just love the expanse of it. And
it's the longest common in the Commonwealth. Is that it? The largest?
I think so.
And it reminds me of the Emerald Necklace, as they call it, in Boston, that runs along the Green Line, and that series of somewhat connected but a little bit separated commons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is that rumor, I think historically true, that at one point it was considered as a potential site for the capital of Massachusetts. Is that true?
I don't actually know that answer.
Oh, I didn't know that either. That would be interesting.
I'll look it up.
Think of how much more sway we would have in the government if the capital were out here.
On the common behind like a Palisades or something.
For those who aren't familiar with Carr's Cider House, talk a little bit about what you have to offer.
We have an orchard up on Mount Warner, which is that little bump of land north Hadley, where we grow heritage apples, all for cider making. And we also have some chestnuts and persimmons. And we just planted an orchard of heart nuts. So we're trying to diversify a little bit. We have a lot of animals up there. But hard cider is our first love, and we do wild fermentation. We do that up in the barn, so it freezes all winter and then starts to bubble up. So it's a very long process, and we're just getting some cider coming out of the tank, which we've blended with some of our ciders from last year, and that's the dry cider that we'll be serving at the common event.
For those who aren't familiar with wild fermentation, what does that mean?
Apple juice wants to ferment.
Everybody, fruit wants to become alcohol.
It does.
So everyone that's like,
Don't stand in its way.
But because we don't spray our fruit, it wants to get going right away, which is great. And there's a lot of natural yeast present on our fruit and on our really old press.
Because yeast eats sugar and poops alcohol.
Exactly. Isn't that great?
And carbon dioxide.
A lot of people who make wine and cider will add commercial yeast so they can control their fermentation, but we really love the natural way of doing it. I sometimes try to relate it to like sourdough bread. So like if you have like a loaf of white bread that comes in a bag from the supermarket, it's had commercial yeast put in. But like, you know, Hungry Ghost bread is like wild fermented. It's like going slowly. It's this natural sourdough. And you get so many more flavors and things that you can access.
And not only better flavors or different and exciting flavors, I'll say, because you might not like it, but it's better for your gut, right?
It is. It's a live food.
Yeah,
right. Ciders are alive.
And you not only make things that are fermented, you do make things that aren't fermented. And you brought a beverage with you today. What did you bring?
I brought some strawberry shrub. Strawberries are from Warner Farm up in Sunderland. And I made a syrup with that and organic sugar. And we put in apple cider vinegar. So a shrub is this old-fashioned drink that is basically vinegar that's been spiked with fruit syrup.
Find us a shrubbery.
We want a shrubbery. A what?
Exactly.
Do you always think of Monty Python
always.
When you talk? Yeah, I always
Well, if you don't know what a shrub is, then that, you know, it is the first thing that comes to your mind.
Exactly. Let's taste it.
Yeah.
It is a good shrubbery. I like the laurels particularly.
So this one, I'm going to mix it with some sparkling water. And we'll have a whole keg of this, actually. The one we'll have at the event has rhubarb in it, too.
And the event is tonight on the Hadley Common and the next...
Two more Fridays after that. So it's like a soda. It has a little bit of brightness to it from the vinegar.
I love it. I love apple cider vinegar, and it makes me feel like, oh, it's cleaning out all the like the evil that's in my body. And then you put a little bit of the delicious fruit in there. It's great.
You've done it one Friday already. This is the first year you're doing it, you and Valley Malt. And I'm curious, like, how did it go the first Friday night?
Let me just give you the genesis story. Andrea Stanley, who's Valley Malt, and I do the Kestrel 5K for Farmland Farmer's Market every year. And this is apparently last year was the last year they're going to be doing it. And it was like this thing that we get to do on our town common. And it was so great because different farmers are there and we just feel like we get to meet our neighbors. And the fact that it wasn't going to be happening again made us feel like something needed to replace it. So we're like, well, I guess we need to make that happen. So because we're both making alcoholic beverages with our businesses, that made the most sense. And we went to the town, who was amazing, really opened the doors and encouraged us to do this. So we created a space on the common where we felt like people can come and really sit and relax and stay for a long time, have dinner, have a drink, play some games. And the first week was exactly that. We started a little too early, 3:30, no one's off work, but you know, around 5:30.
Lesson learned.
5:30, people started rolling in and they stuck around. It was so sweet. I saw people reading books. I saw people seeing people they hadn't seen in a while, lots of hugging, neighbors, people I didn't know too.
It's kind of like a porch party for the whole town.
That's what
and
it felt like.
And anyone who wants to be on the porch with all of you guys.
And it's a really big green porch.
Yes. And that is what it felt like. But it did also feel contained because we have this pergola strung with lights. When it got dark, it just felt very much like you went to someone's party.
Do you have to be from Hadley to go, or can we all go?
I think it's okay if everyone comes.
I think if you're common, you can come.
I'm certainly common.
Yes.
And if you're actually the rapper and poet common, also invited. Nicole Bloom from Carr's Cider House in Hadley. The Hadley Common Beer and Cider Garden happening tonight and the next two Fridays. You can find out all the details at Hadley Common Fridays on social media, or just stop by CISA's website, buylocalfood.org.